speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
Dime News Centre at 7. Sir Keir Starmer's office says he retains full confidence in Wes Streeting as Health Secretary, even though he's plotting to oust the Prime Minister. His allies say he'll step down from the government tomorrow and launch a leadership bid. This all emerged on the day of the King's speech, where His Majesty set out the government's agenda. Lib Dem leader Sir Ed Davey says it's been a surreal day in Parliament.
Everyone in this House and everyone in the country know this Prime Minister may soon not be in power, not in place for his own programme, not able to deliver these promises.
Six people from the UK who were on board a cruise ship at the centre of a hantavirus outbreak are being allowed to leave their hospital quarantine. Public health officials say they'll be self-isolating at home. Parliament's sleaze watchdog's going to investigate Nigel Farage over a £5 million gift he received from a donor. The Reform leader insists he didn't need to declare the money. The US president has arrived in China for a two-day state visit. The Iran war is likely to be on the agenda when Donald Trump meets President Xi Jinping. The Scottish Premiership trophy could be lifted at Tynecastle tonight if Hearts are crowned champions for the first time since 1960. A win against Falkirk alongside a Celtic loss at Motherwell would see Derek McKinney's men take the title. These Hearts fans are confident their team can make history.
Just do it, boys. You've done us proud all season. They've been absolutely fantastic. We've had a great season. We've enjoyed it. It's been entertaining. I mean, I thought we've done really well.
We're definitely going to win now. The league, and we've been to every game and 100% this year, and Derek McCash is a legend.
And Manchester City can go back within 2 points of Premier League leaders Arsenal with a win at the Etihad Stadium tonight. If they fail to win, Mikel Arteta's squad can clinch the title in their next game against Burnley. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
Classic hits. The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
And there's no chance to ease yourself into tonight's show because we've got a full-on high-energy start to proceedings.
Everyone hides one desire.
Classic hits.
107.2.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Once again, how are you doing this Wednesday evening? And thanks for joining me, Simon Jobling, on the 80s Rewind on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio. 2 hours of great music from the 1980s coming right up, and I'll be giving you information and trivia about the tracks and the artists that we're going to hear. And we kicked off tonight's show with Go West and We Close Our Eyes, which was written by the duo, namely Peter Cox and Richard Drummey. And they formed in 1982, and only 4 years later, they would win the award for the British Breakthrough Act at the 1986 Brit Awards. Well, this would be their debut single, and I think it's a bit surprising, thinking back to the 80s, that this, in fact, would be their one and only track to make the UK top 10, although they did continue having hits until 1993. But We Close Our Eyes, well, it got to number 5 in 1985. And then just now we heard from Maria Vidal and Body Rock. And this was the theme tune to the film of the same name that centered around breakdancing. The track was produced by Phil Ramone, and it was sung by Maria, who'd been in a couple of bands in the States in the late 70s and early 80s before she went solo. And then she was asked if she'd sing this. Well, she would go on to act in some minor films. She also became a songwriter and producer, but she was a one-hit wonder in this country, and this a number 11 in 1985. But now it's time for more music, and next up is Alison Moyet and Is This Love? And this was co-written by Alison with a certain Jean Giraud. Now, that, in fact, was an alias for Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics, who knew Alison's producer, and he suggested that they write a song together. Well, this went top 20 in many markets around the world, and at number 3 here in the UK in 1986.
Classic hits from the 1980s.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
Bad.
I played a lesser known, I think you could call it, Stones track on last week's show. Well, here's another, Waiting on a Friend, which Jagger and Richard started writing back in 1972. But they didn't pen any lyrics back then, and so nothing happened with it until Jagger put some lyrics to it nearly 9 years later. And like last week's track, Mixed Emotions, this one would do far better in the States than here, because over there it got to number 13, here it only made number 50 in 1981. Now we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we're back with certainly a well-known track, Falco's Rock Me Amadeus, which officially got classified as a novelty record, but it was one which made history. And, well, Falco had created a bit of history before this track, in fact, because he was one of the first artists to have commercial success with rap in Western Europe, and that was with his first hit, Der Kommissar. Now, he was inspired to write this track by the film Amadeus, which had just come out, and this track would end up number one in 12 countries, including the UK. But it made history because he became the first German-speaking artist to ever have a number one in America. And that was in 1985.
Red Kite Radio.
Kingsley Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsley workshop. Visit kingsleyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844-290-899.
So much more than you bargain for.
It's the time of year to make the most of your garden. And here at Haddenham Garden Centre, we're always here to help with expert advice. We've a huge range of seeds, plants and containers to suit all gardens. Not forgetting garden tools and accessories to keep it looking great. You can add a touch of class with our superb garden furniture range, outdoor lighting, decorations and brilliant barbecues. So come and see what's new at Haddenham Garden Centre. And while you're here, visit the farm shop with its deli and butcher's counter.
So much more than you bargain for.
Haddenham Garden Centre, family run for over 40 years.
For Tame, Haddenham and Longcrendon.
Red Kite Radio.
Ein Punker unterliegte in der großen Stadt. Es war in Wien, war Vienna, wo er alles tat. Er hatte Schulden, denn er trank, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, da kam man Rock Me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär. Er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, da kam man Rock Me Amadeus. Es war 1780 und es war in Wien. No Plastic Money in die Modebanken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jeder Mann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär. Er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alle sucht noch auf den Captain Rock Me Amadeus.
Rock me.
classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and Cheersley.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
Off You There, which was a track written by the Four Seasons members, the duo Gaudio and Crew, and originally recorded by Frankie Valli back in 1967. Well, this cover was by the San Francisco post-disco band Boys Town Gang, and they'd been put together by a local DJ in San Francisco to exploit the local disco scene. Well, they would have three more other minor hits in the UK, all cover versions, but this was their big international hit, and number four here in 1982. Now, if you have just a little bit of time on your hands and you fancy doing something, well, perhaps new to you, Tame Library are appealing for volunteers to help with a number of specific activities. Those activities include Rhyme Time and Story Time, Code Club, Digital Support, Family History, Craft and Activity Events, and Author Events. Now, if you think you can help, just pop into the library for a chat, or alternatively, you can call the library on Oxford 815190, or you can email tame.library@oxfordshire.gov.uk. That's tame.library@oxfordshire.gov.uk. Now, next up for us, we're going to hear from Chris Rea and Let's Dance. Now, this was originally written as a B-side by Chris, who started releasing albums in the late 1970s. But Chris would have to wait, well, really until 1985 for his first major album success. And then he would go on to have two chart-topping albums here in the UK, which both sold a million copies. And that was Road to Hell and also Auberge. Now, this single, Let's Dance, would end up as one of his most successful from his 13 top 40 singles hits. It got to number 12 in 1987.
When you say
Radio. Classic hits from the 1980s.
vicious, complicated.
Some Austrian input this hour, and now we've had a bit of French as well. And if you like your Europop, well, that has to be one of the prime examples of it, I think. Ottoan and D-I-S-C-O. Now, Ottoan were a duo who were put together by the same producers who had worked with the Gibson Brothers and Sheila B. Devotion in France. This ended up being a huge Euro hit. Indeed, it was the fifth best-selling single of the year in the UK in 1980, and it was only kept off the top of our chart by Kelly Marie and Feels Like I'm In Love. Now, after a few ads, we're going to have another prime example of what I would call pop disco, Kylie and Hand on Your Heart, which, of course, came from the Stock Aitken Waterman stable. And for music geeks, I can tell you that this was one of the first singles that was also released on cassette. Can you believe that? A cassette. Anyway, it would be Kylie's third consecutive number one in the UK from her amazing 36 top 10 hits here, and this one was in 1989.
Red Kite Radio. Does your car need maintenance or repair? Del Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Del Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429-123. That's 429-123. Or visit delmotorservices.co.uk.
You're both on the same road, same tarmac, same rules, just a different number of wheels. Motorbikes aren't in your way, they're on their way, just like you. So use your mirrors, check before you manoeuvre, and be aware of motorbikes, because when we look out for each other, everyone gets where they're going safely. Motorbike safety, it's on all of us. National Highways.
Get the party started every Friday night at 7pm with the Weekend Warm-Up Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From the hottest 90s rave classics to those noughties dance floor bangers, I'll be bringing you the beats that will get you in the mood to hit the weekend hard. Crank up the volume, let loose, and get ready to dance. The Weekend Warm-Up Show is your perfect start to the weekend. So tune in every Friday at 7pm, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2.
For Tame, Haddenham and Ilmer.
Red Kite Radio.
Put your hand on your heart and tell me that we're through.
classic hits.
Red Kite Radio.
Was The Police and Di-Doo-Doo-Doo-Di-Da-Da-Da, which was written by Sting as a bit of a commentary, really, on how people generally like quite simple-sounding songs. Now, he ended up taking a bit of flack for this from the music critic, saying that he shouldn't resort to using baby talk in his songs. He refuted that and said that those critics were totally misunderstanding the song, which he said was also about the misuse of words, not only by songwriters, but by other professional people like politicians. The record-buying public certainly disagreed with the critics, because this would get to number 5 in 1980. Now, we are approaching the 8 o'clock news on your Red Kite Radio, but do stick with me for hour 2 of the show, because I've got a good variety of 80s tracks coming up, and tonight that will include Joy Division, Aha, and Bros, to name just a few. Two tracks to take us up to that news at 8, and we're going to finish the hour with one of the best-selling singles of all time, Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. Now, this is a song that I personally always associate with the video game Guitar Hero, because I used to play that with my son, and I played this track specifically time after time after time. Well, it was written by John Bon Jovi and other band members, with the story going that John originally didn't like the track when they recorded it, but guitarist Richie Sambora, he persuaded him it was worth a bit more work, so they went back in the studio, re-recorded it, and the end result would sell over 13 million copies worldwide and get to number 4 in the UK in 1986. Just before that, we're going to hear from the Bee Gees and Spirits Having Flown, which came from the album of the same name, which was their first album release after the success of Saturday Night Fever. And it was another history maker, because the album's first three tracks were released as singles and they all went to number one in America. And that gave the Gibb Brothers 6 consecutive number ones in America. That had only been done before by Bing Crosby, Elvis Presley and the Beatles. Well, it would also end up being the first UK number one album for the brothers in 10 years. The single would make number 16 in 1980.
Through the air to the skies.
Red Kite Radio. FM on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.